there are many difficulties also for celebrating the Mass at midnight in many places.
I am saying that the Church is like other people, or Christians are like other peoples in Iraq. We have many difficulties because of the situation that there is no peace and no security, permanent security. For that, today we have something good. Tomorrow we don't know how it will happen. So for these days of Christmas and the New Year, we hope to celebrate the feast, but not midnight, because there's too many difficulties, as you have heard, of expositions, many, many expositions, and the situation is not quiet because of many separations and difficulties between the many groups that we have. Anyhow, our duty is to pray for peace and to do for the security of every people, in Iraq, every Iraqi. So we ask the Child of Bethlehem to give us the security and peace, to give us joy and peace, and we cry with angels, glory be to the Lord in highest heaven, and peace on the earth. We ask him this only, and not only for Iraqi people and for Christians in Iraq, but for everybody in Middle East, because we have so difficulties in all over Middle East also. And we hope that everybody will enjoy this feast of Christmas and the New Year. And also we ask very happy days for everybody in all over the world. We are asking the Lord to bring the meaning of spiritual life in the world. We ask him to give the wisdom for everybody, and to open the hearts and minds of all judges, all responsible in this world, to work together for peace and security. So we say a very happy Christmas and Merry New Year for everybody, for you also, for those who are hearing us now or in tomorrow. Have a good day. But please, we unite in the prayer, because the Lord sure will hear our voice of children, of his children, because he is love. And from this love will give us the peace and security. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas for everybody.